I wonder if you want a title for this word for the day. Then we loved because he first loved us is something I would choose. I wonder, are you enjoying living in the city of culture? You don't have to go far in our city without meeting people of many nationalities and many cultures. Some people find this exciting and challenging, while others find it difficult and a problem. Unfortunately, currently, race and culture seems to have raised its head in football and cricket, creating problems that need to be addressed and are hitting our headlines of the news. You know, we can learn a lot from scripture and the teachings from Jesus himself that will guide us in our everyday life on this matter. For the Jews and the Samaritans had a poor relationship. Being a people of mixed origin and following their own gods, the Samaritans, in the eyes of the Jews, has spoiled the Jewish bloodline and faith. They'd set up a rival religion on Mount Gerizim. In fact, the Jews so hated the Samaritans that they walked the long way round when travelling through Israel, so that they didn't have to go through Samaria. But Jesus showed the people of that time and us today a better way. He brought salvation for all people, including the Samaritans. You know, he walked straight into the heart of Samaria to bring living water to a sinful woman in her own town. You can read about that in John chapter 4, verses 44 to 42, and I encourage you to do that. His last words to his friends, he told them to follow his example. They were to share his good news with everyone, beginning in Jerusalem, including Samaria, until they reach the ends of the earth. Acts 1 verse 8. Samaria was more than the next geographical place. Yes, it was the most painful part of his mission. Jesus' friends had to overcome a lifetime of hatred to share the good news of Jesus with the Samaritans. It was indeed a challenge for the disciples of Jesus. And today in our city of culture, we may meet many challenges of modern living as we aim to live a life following Jesus. But we should always remember that all people from whatever culture, whatever nationality, are all loved by God. What a great message to share with everyone we meet today.